Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Peace of mind comes as standard with a Kia 7-year warranty.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
I'm Joe at RTE.ie. Patrick Freen. Patrick, good afternoon.
How are you doing, Joe?
Good. You're in Tenerife. Why are you in Tenerife?
I've been here since the last October, and when the corona epidemic came in, I was stranded here. I couldn't get a flight back. I'm hoping to get back onto the 30s.
Okay. But more importantly, the reason you contacted us, that you heard yesterday, Colm, Paul and David, the three former Boy Scouts who were abused by this scout leader, Dave O'Brien, and they were very, very, and have been campaigning. They've been on Liveline a number of times, gone back over the years. They've been campaigning to find out why their complaints were not taken seriously originally, and this was somewhat vindicated by Ian Elliott's report yesterday. You were in the Scouts. What troop were you in, Patrick?
Well, I was born in Dunnycarney, not far from you, Joe.
Yeah.
And the only Scout troop was the first Dublin Merino.
Okay.
They had a hut down there, a little green hut. You know, one of the greens in Merino there. And
what year are we? There, what year are we? What year are we talking about?
Well, I was 10 years old. I mean, I'm 70 now, and when I was listening to those lads,
so it was in the 50s.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then I was there for about 6 months, and then Dunnycarney opened up a troop of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And but this guy was the scout leader, our scoutmaster. He was interfering with everybody in the place, you know.
And was it known, Patrick? Like, was it among yourselves? Would you say don't end up in a room on your own? Don't name him now. Don't end up in a room on your own with Mr. ABC.
No, we couldn't do it. We didn't know that he was highly respected in the mm-hmm. scout world, you know. And but he was, I won't say it, but he's been into the back room and mm-hmm. and God knows what he do. Look, he did it to me, but I was quick enough to. I was a bit straightwise at that age, you know. I knew it was wrong. But when I hear those lads mm-hmm. on the radio, on your program,
yeah.
it was just, you know, it keeps coming back.
And did you ever tell your parents, Patrick?
You couldn't.
Wow.
So you this guy was you come to the house and everything, and you talk to your mother and father, and he'd tell, oh, he's a good lad and all this sort of thing, and he's going to get on well in the Scouts, he's going to get so many badges. And but it's just unreal, and, you know, like, your programme brings a lot of that out in people over the years, you know.
And did you ever subsequently think that you would report the abuse to the Gardaí, or even within Scouts?
No, not at this stage.
Okay,
and I'm over it.
But yeah, okay, good man. But the point is that you were abused, but that wouldn't be recorded anywhere because you were too frightened to report it.
You couldn't even tell. Your mother would give you a slap across the face if you told them that the Scoutmaster was interfering with you. And it's in the choir. I was in the choir in Dunnycarney that was happening there too, you know. So it just annoys me. Mm. Because I have grandchildren now myself, and I think my own children didn't get, you know, weren't interfered in any way. But I would hate to think that somebody would interfere with my grandchildren.
Yeah.
In this day and age,
Patrick, you lived in Dunnycarney in the '50s and sixties, so you were near Artane Industrial School.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know all about that, Joe. We had brothers of mine down in St. Kieran School in Collins Avenue. He wasn't a very nice person either.
Okay. How long will you be? You have to stay in Tenerife.
I'm staying till the first Aer Lingus flight over here is on the 30th, I believe. Yeah. I'm hoping. I'll keep my legs and my fingers crossed. But I'm hoping to get out and get back and see the grandkids, and, you know.
Now, what's about? Are you there on your own?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And what's it like being
there? There's loads of people out here, Mayo people and all of my Tenerife family. They're great friends.
Tenerife family, good man.
They hate the Dulls, but they're all from Mayo.
Okay. Well, good reason on the GAA pitch. Anyway, Patrick, stay there. Yeah. Tygo Scannal. Scannal, Ty, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. You were a scout for 40 years.
About 40 years, Joe, yeah.
Wow. Go ahead, your point, please.
Well, I was a scout in Cork, Joe, and I joined the scouts. I became a Macleod at the age of 6, and I went all the way through to unit leader and represent the different area. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with what these people have done, and they should be followed by the rigors of the law.
Yeah.
But I don't want it forgotten what the hundreds and thousands of leaders and other scouts did for scouts and for the youth of Ireland. There was nothing back in the 70s when I was in it, in the 80s for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have 60 young fellas on a Thursday night up in Ballinlock. And they got great enjoyment out of it. We took them away for weekends. We took them away for hikes. We took them away on camping.
Yeah, of course. And what's, Ty, given that you've been there for 4 decades, in recent years, has it tightened up in terms of you're not allowed to be alone with this?
No, Joe. I immigrated to America and I came back. And when the scouting was integrated, I wouldn't go back because I didn't agree with it. That's my problem. I thought scouts were for boys and girl guys were for girls. And that's the way it should have been left, in my opinion. But I didn't get back involved then. But all I can say is, while I was there, I never saw anything. There are guys who gave their lives while I was there. Fellas that are dead now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would have given 5 nights a week, 7 days a week maybe, to scouting. And I don't want those guys tarnished by the few gobdaws that cause this trouble.
God,
I know it's terrible for the kids.
They're more than gobdaws, they're criminals.
Absolutely. Absolutely,
if
they're criminals.
Abuse a child, yeah.
And if the scouts in Dublin abided by the scout law, this would never have happened if they'd have been brought out straight away. And those guys that are up in Dublin, they're being professionally paid now. When I was there, it was all amateur. But they should all walk away. They're a disgrace. They're a disgrace to the memory of the scouting, and they're a disgrace to scouting now.
And why did you say, when you came back from the States, you didn't get back involved because scouts were now integrated, boys and girls?
Yes.
And what's the problem with that?
There's no problem with it, Joe. I said it was my problem. I didn't say it was my problem.
Did you? Okay, fair.
I said it was my problem. It wasn't a problem with the scouts. Look, you're taking away young fellas for a weekend, 12 and 13 years of age.
Yeah.
The hormones are flying. You've had enough time looking after young fellas
without
looking after young fellas and girls at the same time. That was my opinion.
And would you have thought that was widespread among scout leaders?
It would have been widespread in Cork at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had a great girl guys organisation that were catering for girls. We had a great scout organisation that was a Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland.
The girl guides. Do they not still exist?
I have no idea. I don't know if they were. Okay. They do or they don't. There was two types of girl guides. There was a girl guides and there was a girl guides in blue and a girl guides in brown. That's as far as I knew about them. But look, it was. I got great friends with my 5 best friends in the world. Mm-hmm. Are all ex-scouts that I've known since I was a young fella.
Yeah.
And we meet up once a month in Cork and we have a bit of a couple of pints and a bit of a chat. And some of the skills I still have to this day are because of scouting. I have my confidence. Everything I've learned in life, but a lot of what I've learned in life has come from scouting. And it was a wonderful experience for me. I can understand how it wasn't a wonderful experience for the victims. I understand that completely. All I want to say is, for the one guy that caused the trouble, there are thousands of scout leaders who gave of their time freely, who gave of their lives freely, and who gave financially freely for the young fellas of Ireland.
Joe, could I get back in there?
Patrick, yes.
Joe, my son is in Park Grand, and my granddaughter, they had a unit there, but they had to close it down for different reasons. But like, they are highly involved in the scouts, and they got great funnels going off to Loch Derg and all them places and Loch Dan. You know, it because of insurance with the children and the families, you had to knock it on the head.
Yeah.
So it's just that's a different reason, but.
By the way, Ty, the Girl Guides are still going strong, I'm told. Very
good,
strong. And
good,
they're thriving.
Good.
Yeah. And they're a great organisation by all accounts.
Yeah, and it was a great organisation.
There's the Irish Girl Guides and the Catholic Girl Guides.
Girl Guides, that's right. That's
but
right.
Now there's only one scouting, scouting of Ireland, isn't there? There's
yeah, there's a CBSI, a Scouting Association of Ireland, joined up.
Yeah, okay.
And things got, you know, look, that's a different story, Joe. That's a whole different kettle of fish. We were a diocese at one stage, and we were very strong in Cork. Then they broke us up into areas, and then they broke us up into regions, and we were all one big family as a diocese, and it kind of went a little bit, got a bit diluted as things went on. But that's politics, that these things happen. All I am trying to do today is say, it's a little bit like the priests. For every one bad one you had thousands of good ones that did an awful lot of good for the people, for the young fellows of Ireland. And that's the only point I'm getting across. And I was really upset yesterday. And I'm upset with the hierarchy in the Scouts. They're not only are they messing things up for today, but they're messing us up from long ago as well. You know, I'm nearly ashamed now to say I was a Scout. And it's only it's not even a minority. It's a minuscule number of people who have brought this disgrace to us. And I never saw it, Joe. I was in it for that many years. I never, ever saw it. Whenever we went away for a weekend, there was five or six leaders. The Scouts weren't allowed into the leaders' tent. The leaders didn't go into the Scouts' tent.
Course,
that's the way it was.
Yeah.
I don't know how this came about. I don't know how these guys got the opportunity. But they did.
We won't go into more detail of this. Tig Oscanal, go to Mila Mahaka Tig.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity. Yeah,
and thanks for making it. And Patrick Freen in Spain. I hope you get home soon, Patrick, to your grandchildren.
It's Fern, it's not Freen.
It's what, sorry?
Joe.
Yes?
It's Fern.
Oh, Fern, sorry, I have Freean. Okay. Yeah, Patrick Fern, okay.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show,
Thanks, Patrick, for contacting us. Okay.